News from Oroville, May 5th, 2007. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlanka. Coordination, Andrea. Interview by Marlanka.
Dr. Karan Singh, chairman of the Oroville Foundation, has presented a book entitled Karan Singh, A Tryst with History, a photo album with brief notes on his life and work, available in the library.
Oroville Center for Theater Research. Acting, theater, improvisation, characterization, voice, and movement. Those above 15 years old who are interested in drama and theater training are welcome. After the summer, contact Jill Swar at oroville.org.in or supriya2000 at hotmail.com.
Reducing our ecological footprint and making the most of what we have. When asked, what do you understand by the term organic? Most people think it describes food grown without fertilizers and pesticides. While this is true, the term organic means much more than that. It describes not just something which is not done, but a positive way of being and connecting with Earth in the process of food growing. The organic farmer works with the rhythms of nature so that the Earth becomes more alive, and therefore more productive, in a sustainable way. Eating organic food helps not only ourselves, but also the earth. In Oroville, we have the advantage of having our own farms and to be able to eat organically grown local food. Contact Priya at oroville.org.in or farmgroup@oroville.org.in.
Neuromuscular re-education. Mind-body training in the tradition of Thomas Hanna. Somatics is a gentle, easy, and effective way to help you manage chronic and acute pain. Other benefits include more ease in the body, better posture, and deep relaxation. For further information, call Maggie at 948-662-3465 or 262-2320. Or email purplemaggie@hotmail.com.
My name is Jule. I'm from Germany. And I came here to Oroville to make an internship at the Oroville Radio. So it's finally my turn to be in front of the microphone. I enjoyed the internship and being with the Oroville Radio team so much. It was a wonderful experience. And I will miss them very, very much. It was so much really good energy and so many wonderful people that made it really, really special. I think that maybe was the part for me in Oroville that made it the most special for me here. And, well, really, I came here to just do the internship. Like, that was kind of my intention. I mean, not just doing the internship, but also, of course, to get to know Oroville because I've been hearing a lot of it in Germany. People told me about it. And I was looking for an internship, but not like, you know, usually when you have to do internships, it's like, you know, you have to get to do something. And I really wanted to do something open-minded and something that would be just like Oroville. That, you know, it all comes together at the end. So that was just what I was looking for, something where I can be relaxed and where I can do something special for me and not just doing an internship, just plain work. So really do something special, which I did here. So then I came February 1st, and then I stay here until today, so which will be 3 months in total. And what I did at the Oroville Radio was I was doing interviews, recording interviews with all different kinds of people, like Oroville is like, of all different kinds of people. Most of the interviews, I think, I did in German, since my job was the German news, to make the German news once in a week with my German colleague Max, which was also really fun. Each week was a new surprise, but it was really interesting and fun. And otherwise, I was recording talks and presentations and cultural events that were going, like so many cultural events that were going on during my stay here. I think it came just to the perfect time, since January, February, March are like the high, it's like the high season for guests, and there's so many things going on. So there was so many things to do. Like the first week I came here, I was almost overwhelmed by it. I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this and this and this, and I can go there and there. And so there was, you know, again, there were so many opportunities to record. And it was like, I tend to like overdo everything. Like I'm getting so excited. I want to do everything. And then I'm like, oh, I'm in all these places. But it worked out. I was not like, I didn't feel stressed at all. So it was, I don't know, it was the right mixture I found. And, you know, that's the great thing to work at the radio for me, was I could get to know so many things about Oroville. You know, the people that make Oroville special, and also the events, of course, that I recorded. So it was just the perfect thing for me. You know, I'm interested in media and in so much, I'm curious about people and finding out things. So the radio also gave me the possibility to mix that and bring that all together. So in that sense, again, it was perfect. My impression of Oroville might be interesting. I don't know. When I came here, you know, no, I have to start right from the beginning. When I wasn't back in Germany, I did some, call it research on the internet. I was, you know, reading about Oroville, and then it was telling, I got stories from friends that told me about what is Oroville. And I had, you know, of course you have certain expectations. And when I came here to Oroville, I was like, yeah, I thought like, wow, it must be a happy place, people must be smiling, and wow, it must be so wonderful. And I came here, and there's like people driving past me with their motorbikes. I'm like, not smiling at all. I'm like, oh, why is it like that? And I was like, it really was like kind of like little shock from the beginning. And but then once you get in like after 1 or 2 weeks, you know, I met so many people, because I stayed in a youth hostel for the first almost a month. So there you got to know many people. And then you get into Oroville, and then after 2 weeks, it was not like the first shock impression that I had. It was totally reversed. Like, I was like, okay, it's some wonderful people here. They're all free. They're all really active. That's like also one thing I've learned here is like doing things. That's what Oroville taught me. That they get things are get done more easily. You know, people, I mean, there's always the opposite, even here in Oroville. But from that point, I learned, you know, people say something or they complain, like, we have to do this and this. Or like in the smallest things, like in the radio, Andrea said, like, oh, we have to get this and this done, or we have to do this and this. And like next day or next 2 days, he's doing it. So I like that energy, just to really get things done. And that's horrible for me as well. Like, you, there are more people that really are active and they do it, you know. There's not like talking and blah, blah, blah. There's always like, it's you know, it's just, it's done. It's getting done. So I like that really much. And I learned it, I think. So that's inside of me also. And, I think the first time when I was realizing that, okay, Oroville is also a town or a city or a place with many problems as everywhere else, basically, in the world, was when I was recording a residence assembly. I hope people might okay, hear that. and then I was like, wow, you know, they wanted to make a decision on some issue, and then they went back to like really basic discussions, like what's Oroville and who are Orvillians or who are guests and what are their parts. And I'm like, wow, they really have some, you know, things going on here. And that's when I started realizing it after like a month or so, that actually Oroville is just like any town or any village anywhere in the world. You have people, you know, these are just, I don't know if I can say normal people, but these are just people like everywhere. But they have, yeah, I think there are normal people as everywhere, but they have, still they have a different conscience. You know, people are people, but it's still different. I could tell the difference. They're more aware of everything. They're more aware of themselves. But they're still the normal people, so I would still compare them to any other people in the world in that sense, because they're human. So, and I don't like the difference that sometimes people make a difference here in Orville between Orville and the rest of the world. It's a different place, of course. It's a wonderful place to live in. But don't make a difference like between Orville and the rest of the world, because it seems like some people want to be better than other people. And this is, you know, it's so contradictory. Since Orville wants to have human unity, but sometimes inside here, they make so many more differences between. And so I didn't like. You know, I had it once. I was talking to a woman on the phone, and I asked her something. I needed to record something. And the first thing she asked me, are you an Orwellian or a guest? And I'm like, where's the difference? I asked her, where is the difference? And she said, well, you know, there is a difference. And I kind of got angry because, that's the thing. That's the part I really don't like, make that distinction, because there is no distinction for me. And she's like, yeah, it has to do with my work and kind of like this. And then I tried to discuss it with her because I really couldn't understand. And it's like, okay, fine. Once there is a person like that, Julie, try to understand it. Ask her. And I tried to, you know, I was like, really, tell me, please. I want to know, where's the difference? And she's like, she couldn't tell me, of course, you know. There was just, she said, basically, it's because of her work and there are things like that. She couldn't tell me. She couldn't explain to me. And there was, you know, there was also a point I got a little disappointed. You know, in the beginning, you're really excited about Orville and stuff, and then you get to know that there are problems as everywhere. Well, like, I don't know if I can wrap it all together again. Probably not. I opened too many things. But I always wondered when people said Orville is special and it's different, you know, what would people think if they listened to me? What is really different? Tell me. But I think it's the will of the people to be different, also in their mind, because there it starts. And that will makes it much more different, you know. You can, of course, Orville is trying, and all the people inside living here, they are, I don't know, just trying, but they are trying. And that will and that try is the difference, I think, you know, that they're ready to do it, and they're really trying. And that is the point that makes it special, Orville. And Orville lets the people have time for it, and they don't put stress on the people, and they leave so many space and room and time for them to really let that will develop into something, to a change maybe. So you really have more time to develop yourself, which is wonderful. That makes the place so wonderful for me. So that will be my explanation if somebody would ask me from outside, what is the difference? Tell me now. Why is it so different still? So that would be it. And I think I definitely want to come back. So, but I want to finish my studies back in Germany, which will take me about a year. But I'll be back next year, I'm really sure. And it's so nice to, I will see, because lots of people, one person told me, like, you only arrived in India when you get back home. Like, then you're there. So I guess it will be like this. I have it in my heart, I can feel it already. So Orville in India, it's in my heart, and it's so nice. I can feel it already. When I'll be back home, and then I'll be sad or thinking about it, and just thinking about Orville and knowing that this place exists will be so wonderful for me in my heart. So that's why I'm really happy that I had the chance to come here, and I made the choice to come here. And I'll be back next year.
The news is an echo of the activities and the lives of Orwellians. For further information, please check the website orwellradio.org. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka. In studio, Daniel and Andrea. Thank you for listening.